Lightning 100 Nashville's independent radio. That's one from Johnny and the Jumpmen there. That's some local lightning. The latest is called Dirty Dog. That's a song we actually played just last night at Hamill and I on the 615 every Monday night at 6:15 on Lightning 100. Yes, it is a very cheap plug. So at right at 3:30, I'm joined now in the 1 RPM studio. I got a very special guest here today, somebody I'm very excited we had a chance to talk to. Lucinda Williams is here. Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Weathering this weather.
Weathering the weather, right?
Yeah.
So thanks for coming out here and joining us, because I understand that you're kind of working on something right now, aren't you? You're working on some demos, maybe some new stuff right now?
I'm working on some new songs, yeah. And doing some demos over Colin Linden's.
Okay.
Home studio.
Yeah. Then at this point in the game, then, to somebody who, and I may be the only person in town who's never, I've done everything except play in bands before, because nobody needs to hear me try to make any kind of music. So, I mean, at this point in the game, are you pretty much just trying to get something down just so you know you've got the idea and you're ready to take it?
Well, I've got the songs written and everything, but I just want to get them, you know, recorded in a way that I can sit back and listen to everything and just get a perspective, you know. It's just me by myself.
Okay.
You know, just because right now everything's just kind of, you know, on scratch.
Right.
You know, sort of the digital scratch paper, if you will. You know, a little on a Zoom here.
Right.
You know, voice recorder thing here and there, you know.
So, but at some point, you still got to get back in the studio and kind of get it all.
Yeah.
Get it out of your personal shorthand, kind of.
Exactly.
Right on. Well, let's go ahead while you're here. You want to go ahead and play a little something for us?
Okay.
What do you want to do for us first?
Well, I'm going to do a couple of things off the Car Wheels.
All right.
The Gravel Road album, because the show is a 20th anniversary celebration of, you know, release of Car Wheels.
Yeah.
So we've been doing special shows for that.
Okay. Well, let's get a little something from it, because I want to talk a little bit about this show here a little bit. But let's go ahead and play something from it. And then this is Lucinda Williams hanging out live here on Lightning 100.
I think I'm going to push this down a little bit on the tuning, or on the key thing. This is my sit down daytime key.
Okay.
Sitting in the kitchen, a house in Macon, Loretta singing on the radio. Smell of coffee, eggs and bacon, Car Wheels on a gravel road. Pull the curtains back and look outside. Somebody somewhere don't know. Come on now, child, we're gonna go for a ride. Car Wheels on a gravel road. Car Wheels on a gravel road. Car Wheels on a gravel road. Can't find a damn thing in this place. Nothing's where I left it before. Set of keys and a dusty suitcase, Car Wheels on a gravel road. There goes the screen door slamming shut. You better do what you're told. When I get back, this room better be picked up, Car Wheels on a gravel road. Car Wheels on a gravel road. Car Wheels on a gravel road. got folks in Jackson we're going to need car wheels on a gravel road. Cotton fields stretching miles and miles. Hank's voice on the radio. Telephone poles, trees and wires fly on by. Car wheels on a gravel road. Car wheels on a gravel road. Car wheels on a gravel road. Broken down shafts, engine parts. Could tell a lie, but my heart would know. Listen to the dogs barking in the yard. Car wheels on a gravel road. Child in the backseat by 4 or 5 years. Looking out the window. Little bit of dirt mixed with tears, car wheels on a gravel road. 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 Car wheels on a gravel road.
That's Lucinda Williams live on Lightning 100, Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. Timely, we were just talking about this. It's the 20th anniversary of that album right now, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny. They told me you were coming by. They said, you know, she's going to be around working on some songs and going to talk about an anniversary show at the Ryman. And I started thinking, well, what anniversary? And then it dawned on me, that doesn't feel like 20 years since that album has come out.
It didn't. Yeah. It doesn't at all. It's just, it's insane.
So it kind of snuck up on you too then?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I remember, you know, I was working here. The first time I worked here was actually when that album came out. So I remember it came out of nowhere and just, it was just an amazing album. And I guess for me, I mean, it just feels like one of those albums that I don't remember what it was like before we had it, if that makes sense, you know?
So, I mean, thank you. That's sweet.
At what point, I mean, there had to be a moment for you when that album came out where you kind of knew, okay, we got something different going on here. When was that for you?
Well, I mean, you know, you're not really consciously aware of that to that extent. I mean, you know, I knew I had something good. You know, after a couple of tries of recording, you know,
right,
with different people and stuff.
Because the version we heard was effectively like the second or third version, kind of, at least for some of the songs.
Well, that was the one that came out, was the final, the version that I did with Steve Earle and Ray Kennedy.
The Twing Trust.
Yes. Yeah. And then I finished up with Roy Bittan at a studio out in L.A. So it's all of that stuff.
Okay.
Whole long other story. We don't need to get
need to get any of that. No, we're talking about the happy part.
But I was getting a lot of support from, you know, my colleagues and friends and all. Like, these are great songs, and, you know, Steve was really digging it and stuff. So, you know, but I was still kind of a little bit nervous, you know, participant, just because I hadn't done that many albums. I mean, I hadn't really, the only real major ones I had done were the Rough Trade one and the Sweet Old World.
Right. Because you had done, I know you'd had some stuff cut by other artists at this point, but I mean, hadn't really done a whole lot under your name.
Right. I hadn't really, you know, done like as many albums as, you know, Steve had or, you know, anything like that. So I was still kind of fretting over stuff and this and that. And I remember one day in the studio, Steve goes, he says, "Lou, it's just a record, okay?"
There you go.
And I'm like, "Yeah, but it's so, you know,
my name's
going to
be on it
and everything.
My name's going to be bigger than yours is."
But it wasn't until, you know, after it came out, and then all the, reaction to it and the critical acclaim and then the Grammy nomination and then all it. And that's when I went, whoa,
Something's up here.
Yeah.
Right. So this is Lucinda Williams hanging out with us here on Lightning 100. And so as we fast forward that 20 years. So now, you know, you're at the end of the album where we're doing the show to kind of celebrate it. And I want to talk about the show because I know you're doing the album in its entirety, right?
Yes.
And then there's some other stuff that's kind of going along with that, too?
Yeah. Well, there's a guy by the name of Scott Sachs here in Nashville. And he helped us put together this, you know, kind of a montage of photography and video clips and stuff. He just did a brilliant job. And that plays on a screen, okay, you know, behind the stage, that where everybody could see it. And it's you know, it ties in. We have somebody, you know, running it.
Right.
So it ties in with the songs as we do the songs, as we go through.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, it's really cool.
Kind of sounds like you're physically walking people through the songs
as
you're playing.
Yeah, exactly. Like when I sing Lake Charles, you know, there's a photograph pops up of Claude Woodward, you know, who I wrote Lake Charles about. And so people can start to see the names, the faces behind the names.
Okay. So you mentioned Lake Charles. You're originally from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Is that correct? So then kind of growing up there, I guess, was there a scene or I guess was there an album or whatever when you're kind of growing up there that really kind of got you into music, that aha moment for you?
Well, I didn't grow up. I mean, I mostly grew up in Baton Rouge, New Orleans.
Okay.
You know, so we didn't live in Lake Charles very long.
Okay.
After I was born there.
So I'm going to assume that maybe a lot of blues, a lot of jazz kind of came up in that
definitely.
Part of the world.
Yeah.
Is there any particular artist or album when you heard it, you just said, I have to do this now?
Well, yes, there was. It was a Bob Dylan album,
okay,
actually.
Which one?
It was Highway 61 Revisited.
That'll do it. Yeah.
It was, well, because he was bringing together the traditional music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the folk music kind of stuff, but with these, you know, poetic lyrics. And I had come out of both of those worlds. My dad being a poet, so I grew up around writers, and then I was also listening to all the folk music of the day.
Yeah.
You know, Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie and Joan Baez and
all that. The real stuff.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And now all of a sudden, here he was bringing these two worlds together.
And people forget, too. I mean, everybody, you know, remembers people got mad at Bob Dylan because he plugged in, you know?
Yeah.
But just the way, you know, the style of music that he kind of jammed a few things together, he really took a little more heat for that than I think people remember or that has been reported now, I guess.
Yeah.
That's so cool. All right. So Lucinda Williams is hanging out with us. We are talking about Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. It's about 20 years old, coming up to April the 2nd. She's going to have a show at the Ryman and going to kind of take us through all that. We celebrate that 20 years together. Do you want to go ahead and play something else for us while you're here?
Okay.
What do you want to do for us?
Since I mentioned we were talking about Lake Charles, I'll do the song called Lake Charles.
All right.
Off the album.
All right. This is more from Lucinda Williams live here on Nashville's Independent Radio, Lightning 100.
He had a reason to get back to Lake Charles. He used to talk about it. He'd just go on and on. He always said Louisiana was where he felt at home. He was born in Nacogdoches. That's in East Texas, not far from the border. But he liked to tell everybody he was from Lake Charles. Did an angel whisper in your ear and hold you close and take away your fear? in those long last moments. We used to drive through Lafayette and Baton Rouge in the yellow El Camino, listen to Howlin' Wolf. He liked to stop in Lake Charles, 'cause that's the place he loved. Did you run about as far as you could go? Down the Louisiana Highway, across Lake Pontchartrain, now your soul's in Lake Charles, no matter what they say. Did an angel whisper in your ear and hold you close, take away your fear in those long last moments, in those long last moments.
That's Lucinda Williams. You're Lighting 100. You okay?
Is this live?
It's live. Yes, it is.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, everybody.
Why would you ever be sorry about that?
No. My voice is cracked in the wrong place. I can't believe that.
You're talking to people who listen to me for 4 hours a day. You'll be fine. It's quite all right. Believe me. Lucinda Williams hanging out with us live here on Lightning 100. Not only working on some stuff right now, but also, as you've heard, getting ready for the anniversary of Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, released in 98, coming up April the 2nd at the Ryman. Going to take a look at 20 years of that album. Before I let you go, there's one thing you were just a part of that I'm really, really into. You were part of the Mercury Rev.
Tell
me a little bit about that project, because it's so cool, and I love your song on it.
Yeah, well, they did a tribute to Bobby Gentry album.
And basically just went and re-recorded the entire album.
Right, yeah. And I went in and sang on the track. You know, they had the track already recorded.
Right.
So they came out to L.A., and we went into the studio where I'd been, where I did my last couple albums, Dave's Room.
Yeah.
And in North Hollywood. And so
when
you did that.
You're on Ode to Billy Joe, if I'm not mistaken. I believe that's right. Yeah. Just the way that whole album came together. I dig that stuff a lot. I really like your stuff on there too.
Thank
so
you.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, Lucinda Williams, thank you for coming by and hanging out with us. Glad to have you. We'll be looking for you in April again, April 2nd at the Ryman, 20 years of Car Wheels on
the
Gravel
Road. I'm going to sound better that night. I don't know.
Lucinda, if this is the best
it's too early or something.
If this is the best you ever sound, you're still better than most, okay? You don't worry about that. I thank you for coming by and playing a couple songs for us.
Thank you.